sharing this platform with me. It's a great pleasure to be with you and to explore the topic together. Now, I want to very quickly rush into the topic and look at the two questions. Who was Jesus and did he rise from the dead? Now, we have two conceptions of Jesus, one Muslim, one Christian. And if we were to sum up the Muslim position, we would say that Jesus was a prophet of God. And if we were to sum up the Christian position, we would say that Jesus was the God of the prophets. So we should ask then, basically, which portrait is the correct one? Was Jesus a prophet of God or the God of the prophets? Now, it is interesting that our Christian friends tell us that in order to prove that Jesus was the God of the prophets, one must be able to prove that he resurrected from the dead. More than this, because of what is stated about Jesus in the writings of Paul and in the Gospels, many Christian apologists such as Josh McDowell and Norman Geisler, Dr. William Lane Craig, and others have said that the crucifixion of Jesus is not only a known historic fact, but it is a fact which disproves every positive claim that Jesus had made for himself. So in the light of the crucifixion of Jesus, if that is all one knew, one should disbelieve in Jesus, just like the apostles did when they forsook him and fled. And only in the light of his resurrection from the dead should one now believe in him. So now we have the scenario where a man is innocent until proven guilty. And what we're told in the Gospels and in the writings of Paul is that Jesus was actually proven guilty. But his resurrection from the dead reverses that conviction and now proves that he is really under God's grace. Now, it turns out that those who witnessed only the crucifixion but were not aware of the resurrection would have no logical option but to believe that Jesus was a blasphemer who died under the curse of God.